Welcome, 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 y'all. It's a Football Friday. We got week three of the NFL. We started last night with the 49ers putting the beat down on the New York football Giants. I would say the Little Giants is what they're playing like lately. Remember the movie Little Giants? Pretty good movie. Anyway, they're playing more like Little Giants than the Football Giants lately. No Saquon, no left side of the offensive line equals Daniel Dimes not coming through the victory for the Giants. They should be 0-3. They're lucky to have that one game against the Arizona Cardinals. Anyway, 49ers look legit. They're going to be a top team in the NFC, which is no surprise to anybody. I can see them going all the way this year. That wouldn't shock me at all. They're deep on every part of the roster. The O-line's good. They got a good solid quarterback. Not great. The game managers win Super Bowls too. Of course, they have CMC in the backfield. They got good wide receivers, the tight ends. They got it all. Coaching, play calling. They're a deep team. So look for the 49ers, which is no surprise to anybody. Look for them to go possibly all the way, barring injuries. Speaking of injuries, the Cowboys are dealing with a big one right now, man. Trayvon Diggs. Their top corner. Highest paid corner. They just gave the guy a lot of money recently in the offseason before the season started. They gave him a big payday. And it sucks. I mean, not a Cowboys fan, but to see players get hurt in a game or in practice, it just sucks for them because they have to go through so much rehab and things just to get back. And NFL is so cutthroat with these injuries. You think that you're wondering. I know in his mind, he's got to be thinking, man, are they going to get rid of me? Is there a way that they can get rid of my contract if I don't come back all the way healthy? Because there's no guarantees when it comes to injuries. Because this guy came back from it, don't mean you'll be the same way. So good luck to you. Quick recovery. Not quick. Just take your time. Get back healthy, Trayvon, because I love the NFL. And no matter what team you play for, and I want to see everyone completely healthy. And that's what I'm wishing for Mr. Diggs up there in Dallas. So, yeah, but going over the season, man, it's going to be tough. I'm going to get into a little college football. I'm going to get into a little NFL, of course, because football is here, man. I would say the leaves are changing here in Texas. They're only changing because it's still almost 100 degrees and the leaves are turning brown. So not turning brown because they're falling. They're turning brown because it's hot. And the weather hasn't really changed like we thought it was going to do yet, so still dealing with 90-degree weather, but we'll get through this sooner than later. Hopefully, down here in Texas, we'll get to some cooler days, because I am tired of riding around with my air conditioner on in my truck 24/7. I'm getting sick of that, so hopefully by October, within the next couple of weeks, we'll get some cooler days. Here in Texas, a cooler day, if we get 80 degrees, we're breaking out hoodies, because it's been hot. Every single day. So anyway, NFL, man, let's get into that first, man. Break down some of these football games. We got the Broncos and the Dolphins. They're going to Miami, man. The Dolphins look. That's another team barring injury. We don't know what the quarterback's going to do. Hopefully he can stay healthy. Also, he's had concussion issues, two of them, speaking of over the years. And now they're out. Waddle's going to be out. I think he's out with a concussion protocol. So look for the Broncos to go down there and go 0-3. I don't see them beating Miami. Tua and those boys, their defense is starting to play better. Dolphins favored by 6.5. Easy cover for me. Chargers, another team that's a little, it's early in the season, but you lost. Every game's important in the NFL. This ain't baseball, we play 162, or basketball, we play 82 games. There's only 17 of these bad boys, so going 0-2 is pretty huge in the NFL, and both of these teams are 0-2, the Chargers and the Vikings. So look for the Chargers. That's right, I'm not sold on Kirk Cousins to win anything. And all that talent that the Chargers have to get a victory on the road, sending Kirk Cousins and those guys who are their only favorite by 1 point at home, that means it's a pick'em game. I'm going Chargers on the road with the victory. Indianapolis Colts, man, going to be a good football game. Anthony Richardson, is he going to play? He's in concussion protocol. I give him big ups to this kid, man, because he put himself in concussion protocol. That's very mature in him to do that. Most players wouldn't do that, at least the old school players. Some of these new guys say, man, I don't feel right. I might want to come out of the game, but I like that. CTE is real, baby. So Lamar Jackson and the boys are still filling out that offense, and I think I like the way they're looking. They looked better last week than they did the week before, and I think they'll look even better this week. So I'm going to go Baltimore. On this 8-point spread is pretty high, but I'm still going to put Baltimore to win that ball game up in Raven City. But that's pretty good crab cakes, which is what I heard. Falcons, them Dirty Birds, got that strong running game. Can they take that running game on the road to the Big D and beat Detroit Lions? Detroit's favored by 3. Detroit had a tough loss last week against the Seattle Seahawks. They got back on track. I believe in Detroit. Don't ask me why, because they haven't won nothing ever. So, why do I believe in Detroit? I do believe they have one of the best offensive lines in the league. People don't talk about that, but their old line is really legit. I guess that happens when you have top draft picks every year. That doesn't hurt. And the Falcons have a really strong running game. Detroit's defense is a little off. I still like Detroit in this game. Bijan got him on my fantasy team. I hope he puts up 30 points. But Detroit's going to win the game. Detroit at home. 3 points. They'll cover that. I don't like the Falcons quarterback either. Patriots, Jets. I think the Jets have lost 15 straight games against the Patriots. Been a really long time. Patriots still got their strong defense. They always have a strong defense. The Jets, oh man, their quarterback play is horrific. Probably going to be like that the rest of the season. Their old line's terrible. Lean on your running game, Jets. Go back to old school. Run the football and play good defense. You'll be in every single game. Last week against the Cowboys, for some reason, they only ran the ball 15 times. I don't understand it. These coaches... That's your game plan? Anyway, Jets, last year, I remember this game, I picked the Jets to upset the Patriots and get their victory, break that streak. Maybe what I was a year off. So I'm going to go Jets at home, baby, to go 2-1, sending the Patriots to 0-3. We'll see what happens. Hopefully I'm right about that. Saints, Packers, good ball game, man. Saints 2-0, strong defense. Their offense is still finding their way. Derek Carr and the boards are starting to click a little bit. The Packers had a tough loss last week against the Falcons, I believe. Packers are at home. Jordan Love got to play against that tough Saints defense. I think he's going to struggle. I really do. And so I got the Saints winning a tough football game. I can see them winning that one. They're underdogs. The Saints are in this game. I can still see them going on the road getting a tough victory over the young Jordan Love-led Green Bay Packers. The Texans, they're in every game. But they end up losing. This is the third game of the season. The Jaguars are 1-1. A little upset how the Jaguars played last week against the Chiefs. They had the Chiefs losing that one. I guess never underestimate the heart of the champion, because I did that last week against the Chiefs. And I'm tired of betting against them. Every time I bet against them, they end up winning. Maybe I shouldn't do that anymore. Anyway, the Jaguars, Sunshine and the boys, are at home. 8.5-point favorites. Division games sometimes can be a little tricky. Texans do have a young, strong defense, which is getting better. C.J. Stroud starting to make his way a little bit in this game. All that being said, Sunshine, the boy, is going to bounce back with a big victory in Duval. Did I say that right? Duval County down there in Florida. So I got the Jaguars winning that one. Titans, Browns. What's wrong with Deshaun Watson? Monday Night Football last week, he had 2 face mask penalties. Whoever seen that on a quarterback? That's really weird. And he doesn't, something about Deshaun Watson, I don't know, something's off with him. I don't know if that scandal we had with the massage parlors, not massage parlors, but with the massages and allegations, did that really mess with him? And he's just not the same. He don't look right in this offense. He don't look the same as he did when he was with the Houston Texans. I'm pretty sure that's what Cleveland thought they were doing, getting when they gave him all that guaranteed money. And now that they lost Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, they picked him up, which I like Kareem Hunt. He's a good, for some reason, they treat running backs bad in this league. That's a whole nother podcast I can do. But the Browns at home, Titans, the Browns are favored by 3.5. The Titans have Derrick Henry. That's about it. They're a tough football team. They're 1-1, so are the Browns. I'm going to go Browns at home. They're favored by 3.5. I can see them maybe not covering, just winning by a field goal, but be a good football game. Deshaun Watson, I need you to get a happy ending before the game or something, bro. I need you to play better, because Not that I have you on my fantasy team, but I like to see the brothers excel. And lately, he's been looking a little shaky, man. Anyway, Seahawks back at home playing the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers without Bryce Young. Bryce Young has a lot of talent, has a strong arm, but he's built like my son's high school quarterback. I think my son's high school quarterback might be bigger than Bryce Young. He looks like a little kid out there because it was NFL players are so big. Pause. They're so big. Anyway, Bryce Young's probably not playing. I think he busted up his ankle. He's probably going to sit this one out. So that means the redhead gets a shot at this one. I do believe their backup is Andy Dalton. So he'll be playing. They got veteran leadership coming from him. Doesn't mean he's good. Because you've been around a long time, don't mean you're good at your job. And I don't think Andy Dalton's very good anymore. And the Seahawks are going to get back on track. They lost their first one, but I think they're going to win this one. They're favored by 5.5. Look for the Seahawks to take care of business at home this week. The Bears. Man, the Bears. Been nothing but drama coming out of Windy City, man. They're probably happy they're going on the road this week. Even though they're playing the Kansas City Chiefs, they're probably happy to get away from home for a little while because it's been nothing but drama with those guys lately. The Chiefs are the Chiefs. They lost their first game, banner night, and they came back with a tough win, like I said, against Jacksonville. The Bears, Justin Fields, man, I want you to be a good quarterback. I got your back, brother. I want you to excel in this league. Things aren't looking too good for you right now in Chi-Town. But I like the way he stood up for himself, saying he didn't like the play call. He tried to moonwalk out of those comments, but you said it, bro. It's on video. It wasn't words twisted. That's what you said. That's the way you feel. That is fine. Hey, the way these NFL are set up nowadays, man, for quarterback, if you draft them high, they don't have any patience for quarterbacks nowadays. They draft you in the first round. They want you to excel right away. They want you to come in ready-made. They don't have time to let that brisket cook. They want that brisket already done. So if you don't do that in the league, man, they get rid of you hot real quick. So I like the way he stood for himself because he'll be labeled as a guy that can't make it in this league if he doesn't work with the Bears. Even though it takes more than just a player. Gotta have the right coaching. You got to have the right players around them. I believe, man, when you're a coach, you should coach to your players' strengths. Some of these coaches, okay, this is my offense. He's going to play my offense. But what if your offense doesn't fit his style? Well, you don't ask Tom Brady to run the ball. He can't do that. But Justin Fields can, so you need to mix that into his offense. So all of me said, not saying Justin Fields is going to be a Pro Bowl quarterback, but he deserves a shot to play the game the way he wants to play. Play a little more loose because lately he's playing tight, and I think that if they let him do that more, maybe they can stay in this game with the Chiefs. 12.5 points is a big point spread. I do have the Chiefs winning, but I think the Bears might show something in this game. I think they're going to lose still, but I still got them playing much harder in this game than they've done in the last couple weeks. So I got the Bears keeping it close but still losing. Cowboys, Trayvon Diggs is out. They're still favored by 12.5 points on the road against the Arizona Cardinals, who everyone's saying they're trying to lose every game. Yeah, tell the players that because they've been in both of their games so far. They've been in it. They ain't been winning them, but they've been in the mix. So look for the Cowboys to struggle a little bit on the road against the Cardinals. The Cardinals' defense playing a little bit better than I thought they would, but the Cowboys' defense is legit. Even without Trayvon Diggs, it's all about that front seven. You put pressure on that quarterback, you can win any football game. It doesn't matter who your corners are. Those 90s Cowboys were winning Super Bowls. Before they got before they got Deion, they were winning with no-name corners because their defense, the front, was putting so much pressure on the quarterback. And that hasn't changed in the game. They might call roughing the passer a lot easier than what they used to, but you can put pressure on that quarterback, and that will change the pocket and change the timing of the quarterback. So the Cowboys, I think they'll be fine. All that being said, I think they'll take care of business with or without Trayvon Diggs. Anyway, Steelers, Raiders, old school battle back in the day. Both these teams been looking a little bit shaky. Steelers are 1-1, and they struggled against the Browns. Their defense is legit. I think their defense is back on track. Steelers always have a good defense. Jimmy G, so far, he hasn't missed a game yet. He normally does. It's still early. Let's see if he can make the Halloween without missing a game. I'm not sold on Jimmy G. And that Steelers defense, I think, is legit. I don't know. We'll see. I'm gonna go with Steelers on the road to win this, because they're underdogs by 2.5. I got the Steelers on the road to get themselves a big victory. The Eagles, Bucks, Monday night. The Buccaneers are 2-0. 2-0 Buccaneers. Is it legit? No. Eagles are 2-0 also, but they're not playing at their best right now. They're still struggling on offense. Their defense is, their front is good, the Eagles, but that secondary and those linebackers are a little bit shaky, but I still think they got enough to beat Baker Mayfield. This double team Mike Evans, you'll be fine. So I got the Eagles winning that one with that strong running game they got. The Rams, another team that's been playing some good football. They could easily be 2-0. They gave the 49ers a run for their money last week. They're going on the road to play Joe Burrow and those Bengals. The Bengals are struggling. 0-2. And, you know, when you're losing, you limp even harder than what you were before the game. Joe Burrow, after the game, looked like he needed crutches to walk off the field. That's how hard he was limping. That's that struggle limp. Stop dragging his leg, man. You want to know why I'm not playing well? Because my calf muscle isn't feeling well. And the Rams are playing some good football, man. Hey, this is going to be my upset. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry, Bengals. Who that nation, who they, however you say it. I'm going Rams on the road to take care of business. And to send the Joe Burrow and that big old fat contract he has to 0-3. What do you guys think about that? Those are my NFL picks. Let's see if I can improve from last week. Last week, I think I got 4 wrong. Let's see if I can get myself a perfect Sunday and Monday. All that being said, college football, baby. Last week, the game of the week was the Colorado game. I'm still tired from that game. Staying up. Those games come on too late. They've already changed the time of some of the Colorado games. And right now, they are prime time. They got prime Deion Sanders, Coach Prime, coaching their team, and they putting these boys on so everybody can see them because that's what everybody wants to see. I stayed up late to watch that game last week, man. I'm still a little bit tired, a little jet lag from that game. So we'll see what I'll get to them in just a minute, though. Anyway, Cowboy area, the Texas Longhorns, I'm sorry, are going on the road to Waco. Big 12 matchup, number 3 Texas Longhorns. The Longhorns might be the best team in college football. The Alabama win doesn't look as impressive because Alabama is not Alabama anymore. It doesn't seem like it. They're struggling. Nick Saban can't convince these 4 and 5 stars to come to his team and be backups anymore. He's done that for years. So now they can't find a quarterback all of a sudden. So they're struggling. But all that being said, Texas is playing much better. So I'm going to go Texas on the road. Even though you got to be careful here. I know the Baylor Bears are only 1-2. But believe me, it'll be their Super Bowl if they can knock off the Longhorns. So Longhorns, go in there. You're favored by 14.5 points. Don't play games in Waco. Go over there and take care of business, man. Because we need to keep this thing rolling. I got the Longhorns possibly going to the Final Four and hopefully championship game this year. Florida State struggled last week against Boston College. They're playing Clemson. I don't like Clemson. I don't like Daboll. I don't like the way he runs his organization, his team. I don't care for the guy, but Florida State's been struggling. Is Florida State legit? Don't know, man. They started off the season really good playing against LSU. They struggled last week against Boston College. Everyone likes to use, Boston College is one of those places hard to play because the crowd's not into it, and it's a groomy, cloudy-looking place. All that being said, you struggled. You won the game. That's what it's all about. But it's a tough – these the two best teams in the ACC, I think. Florida State, Clemson. Even though Clemson's not been playing well lately, I'm going to go with Clemson in that defense. Sounds crazy to get a win at home, knocking off the number 4 Florida State Seminoles. Just a thought. Oklahoma, of course, they're going to be playing Cincinnati. I got them winning that game easily. So go through some of these games, man, because some of them are not very good matchups. It's just not too many good matchups. Mississippi, Ole Miss is playing Alabama. Alabama's 13 in the country. It's been a long time since they've been out of the top 10. They're still favored by 7. So I'm going to go Mississippi to win this one on the road. I think Alabama's going to have a terrible season. I can see them possibly playing in a smaller bowl this year. I don't think they'll be making one of those New Year's Day bowl games this year. They're going to make a bowl game, but you don't need about 6 wins to make a bowl game. But I got a feeling Alabama's going to have one of the epic amount of losses this year. Nick Saban. Now, if he wins 6-7 games, this be in the world in Alabama. But I think it's going to keep rolling. I think Mississippi going to take him out. Utah-UCLA, another good matchup. I think Utah's going to get back their quarterback this week, and they're favored by 6. They need that offense. I think they get back their starter. I think they can take care of business in that game. One of the interesting games out of the Pac-12 is the Oregon State-Washington State game. Oregon State's playing some really good football. The defense is legit. They're favored on the road. But I got another upset. I got Washington State taking care of business at home with a big victory. Penn State, another team. They're number 7 in the country. They haven't really played anybody yet. They're playing Iowa. Iowa is ranked, barely, but they're ranked. So look for them to have a big win. And they're favored by 14.5, even though another gets another ranked team. So how good is really Iowa? So I'm going to go with Penn State to win that game at home. Ohio State, Notre Dame. Maybe the best game of the week. Probably not the most watched game. I'm going to get into that one in just a minute. Definitely the best matchup. Top 10 teams who haven't really played anybody yet. So I'm going to go Notre Dame's at home. Ohio State's on the road this week. I'm going to go Notre Dame. I like their defense, man. That quarterback with the beard, I like that dude. I like where they play. I can't think of his name right now. So I'm going to go Notre Dame to take care of business and knock out the Buckeyes this Saturday. The Colorado-Oregon game, that's going to basically, until Deion starts losing a bunch of games, if he does, this is going to be the game of the week, every week while he plays. Oregon is hosting Colorado. Everyone's saying that this is the game where Deion's going to lose it. They're going to get blown out. They're 21-point underdogs. He's going to play into that. I'm pretty sure he's going to tell his players, hey, look, no one thinks we can win. Go out there and play football, do your thing. We can come out with a tough win. If he keeps it close with that quarterback, if they can get the ball at the end of the game and possibly come out with a victory, this would be huge for the Colorado Buffaloes. Not really sold on that happening. Travis Hunter being out really, really, really hurts his team. And Oregon has a lot of talent. Sorry, Prime. I got a feeling you're going to lose this week. I do believe you'll cover the spread, though. That's a small victory, I guess. Don't come for me, Prime. I'm sorry, dog. I got a feeling Oregon's going to take y'all down this week. Be a tough game. 21-point underdogs on the road. That's a big mountain to climb. And Deion already admitted that he needs some more dogs on that roster. They definitely need to beef up their O-line. And that defensive line don't put enough pressure on the quarterback. And I think that's where Bo Nix and that offense is going to really click in that game. So I got a feeling the Colorado gonna have their first loss in the season. We'll see, man. I got a feeling that's what's gonna happen. It's gonna be some good football games, man. College football's gonna be much better this week. I'm so glad, because last week was a little bit shaky. Besides that Colorado game, that's the only good game that was really on. So this week we got a bunch of good college football games on. So I'm looking forward to that matchup, man. Anyway, those are my thoughts on my Football Friday, man. I went over the NFL, broke down every single game like I do. No one does it better. In my eyes, I really think I'm that dude. Anyway, college football, broke down those games, gave you my thoughts on that. And everyone, I know I picked Deion to lose this week, but I'm still on the Buffaloes bandwagon. That's right, baby. Sold on sports, man. I'm out.